Where are you? We hear the Lord God call to Adam in the first reading. Where are you? For we read in the previous verse that the Lord was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and Eve have hidden themselves. On previous days, surely they had run out to meet their beloved Creator with joy as soon as they perceived His presence near them. But now they have sinned for the first time, and they have allowed fear and greed and lies to drive a wedge between them and God and to reshape them in that twisted image, to place that stain upon their hearts. And not only their hearts, but upon human nature itself, which they would pass on to every one of their descendants ever after. Suspecting, accusing, hiding, lying, taking, killing, all of this and more is found in that stain of original sin. Thousands of years after that day, someone else is looking for someone, for the Lord has sent the mighty Archangel Gabriel, not merely to earth, but to a remote province of the Roman Empire, to the little town of Nazareth, to a simple girl, probably in her early teens. And the Virgin Mary does not hide. She does not lie. She is not at all ashamed. The angel says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." An unparalleled address of great honor from an angel to a mere human being. No wonder she was troubled by it. For she had always loved God. She had always trusted Him. She had always sought His presence in prayer and worship and quiet contemplation. But this was an intimacy of enormous and dizzying proportions. No wonder she pondered what sort of greeting this might be. But even as she pondered, she did not hide. She did not flee. She did not close up and pull back and turn away. No, to this invitation that surpassed anything she could ever have expected, that went beyond the limits of her understanding, and that soon promised human dangers that she could imagine all too easily, she listened. And ultimately, she said, "Yes. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." But how? How did she stay open when her first parents, our first parents, and so many after them had hidden themselves? Because the Lord had preserved her from their stain. By a singular grace and privilege, from the first moment of her conception, she was preserved immune from all stain, all macula of original sin. Alone among the human race, she was free from that stain. Alone among the human race, she would therefore allow herself to be filled with grace. Tota pulchra est, Maria, et macula non est in te. You are all beautiful, O Mary, and there is no stain in you. But why? Why would God give Our Lady this singular grace? And here we enter into precisely where Adam and Eve went wrong. For our Lord was not motivated by any sort of grasping self-interest, nor by any form of necessity, as if He were forced to take this step in order to accomplish some objective, even the objective of saving the human race. No, this lavish gift was utterly free. And the only way we can explain it is by love, sheer love, which the Son showered upon the one he was choosing to become his mother, even as he was creating her as her God. He freely chose to make her all beautiful and all love. Naturally, Our Lady's first reaction to this grace was awe and trembling, but that didn't last long. Soon enough, she would be singing to her relative, St. Elizabeth, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And the great things that our Lord did for the Virgin Mary, in her conception, and in all the moments after that, foreshadowed the great things that he would do for us. That he preserved her free from that stain pointed toward the day when he would wash you and me clean from that stain in the font of baptism. And when he would wash us again and again in confession. And as beautiful as he made her, so he also wants to make us all beautiful, all love. If we will open our hands and our hearts to his grace, that same grace that was showered upon her, soon we too will be singing with St. Paul, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him." Can we trust him to make us new? Can we trust him? Ask the Blessed Mother, and what does she say? Do whatever he tells you. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.